Today she is Masech to get in Daf Lamed Beis. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Beis Amin Aleph at the new Perek. Teaches us the Mishnah Shleich Get L'Ishtoi. If somebody is sending a get to his wife, V'Igia B'Shliach, and the person who sent the get, the husband who sent the get, is got to the Shliach before he was able to give over the get to the Shliach, or he sent another shliach to give a message to the first shliach. And he said to the first shliach in the name of the husband, the get that I have given you to give to my wife, Batalhu, should become nullified. I'm not interested in giving her the get. The halach is hareze get. So in order to understand the Mishnah as the Rambam, in the Pirush HaMishnayis, helps us frame this Mishnah. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis explains to us that there are two types of shlichim, as we've discussed previously, in the giving of a get. One is a shlich l'kabbalah, where the wife designates somebody to receive the get on her behalf. And the other one is a shlich l'alacha, where the husband designates somebody to deliver the get on his behalf. So certainly in the case of a shlich l'kabbalah, where the wife designated someone to accept the get on her behalf, the halacha is as soon as he receives the get, it's as if the wife herself received the get. And therefore, immediately, they are considered divorced. The discussion that we're having in our Mishnah, says the Rambam, is regarding a shlich l'halacha, who was designated to deliver the get. And the discussion, as we just learned, is until what point can the husband still be mevatel the get? And the halacha is, as we just learned, that if the get has not yet been delivered, the get is batel. The husband still has the right, at least at this point in the Mishnah, to mevatel the get. Rabbi Chanan, the Chayvetz Ha'aris, tries to understand when the husband, given ability that he has to nullify the get, how do we understand that nullification process? Doesn't mean that as soon as he's mevatel the shlichus, so at that point the get is no longer a get, or is it from the beginning? What he does is that he's being mevatel the giving of the get from the beginning. Says Rabbi Chanan, that there is certain that this dibur, what he accomplishes is that he undoes the shlich, he undoes the shlichus that was ever in the first place, and it's as if there was never a shlichus for. It was as if there was never a shlichus for the get. So says the Mishnah. Similarly, kidem etzel ishtoi, if the husband got to his wife, or shesholach etzel shlich, or he sent a shlich to his wife, Vamala, and he sent a message to her, get sheshalachti lecha, the get that I sent to you, batalhu, it should be batal, is again, the halacha is hareza batal, the get is batal. Im, however, says the Mishnah, im shigia liyada, once the get was given to her, then the halacha is shuv eneyachal levatli. And the Rajbah says that even if he's mevatel the get, toich kedei dibur, of her receiving of the get, which we often discuss in our shiurim, that toich kedei dibur, that there's always an extension, toich kedei dibur, says the Rajbah, when it comes to gittin and kedushin, there is no extension of toich kedei dibur. And once she receives the get, immediately she's permanently divorced. And he cannot retract that. Moreover, says the Rajbah, a proof that he's right, because he says the Rajbah, that if the halacha were that the husband could still retract toich kedei dibur, it would be obviously essential for our Mishnah to say so. The fact that our Mishnah doesn't teach us such a halacha, says the Rajbah, is clearly an indication that here the halacha of toich kedei dibur will not apply. Says the Mishnah further, Brishayna, originally the halacha was that if a husband sent a get to his wife with a shlich loylocha, and hayayisa bezdin, he could convene a bezdin. We're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem in the Gemara how many members that bezdin has to have. Mimakam acher, even though the husband and the wife are not in the same place, it doesn't make a difference as long as he convenes a bezdin mevatli, and he can mevatli the get. However, says the Mishnah Hiskel, Rav Gamliel Hazaken, Rav Gamliel Hazaken instituted that the halacha is shloye oisin kain, that one may not do so when they tikkun oilam, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, what does mivnei tikkun oilam mean under these circumstances. Says the Gemara, Higia, the Mishnah says that he was running after the shliach, he has sent the shliach to give the get to the wife, and the Mishnah says that he caught up with him. But it says the Mishnah, Higia like Tani. That's not what it says the Mishnah. El Higioi. And the difference between Higioi and Higia is that Higia means that he deliberately tried to catch this person to tell him that he's retracting. Higia means that he happened to have met this person whom he had sent as a shliach and told him, I don't want to give the get. Says the Gemara in explaining the Mishnah that even in a case where he met this person without deliberately trying to meet the person, but he happens to meet the shliach, and when he meets the shliach, he tells the shliach, well, I changed my mind. I don't want to divorce my wife. The halacha is the get is batal. V'loy aminin, and we don't say that all he really meant to do was letzu'ur the mechavin. Pasha pshat in the Gemara is that he wanted to tease the shliach. That all he was trying to do was tease the shliach. That I sent you to bring the get to my wife. What has taken you so long that you haven't been able to deliver it? That's one pshat. Another pshat is that what the husband wants to do is not be mevatel the get. He's still interested in divorcing his wife, but he's interested in delaying the divorce. I would think that since he sent a get, that's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. I would think that since he sent a get, he certainly is intending to divorce her, and all he's trying to do is just hurt her and extend it. Says the Gemara that we don't say that. If he told the shliach that he wants to mevatel the get, that is what he meant. The Rashba says that a different pshat, that he doesn't even mean to extend it. He means to give her a divorce, but he's just taunting her and telling the shliach, I know mo, I don't know, and like that she'll be hurt. The Taisus asks a question. Why would we interpret his words different than what he said? He clearly, as we're learning in the Mishnah now in the Gemara, told the shliach, I want to be mevatel the get. So why would we think that he meant something else, that the Gemara is telling us, no, don't assume that. If he said he's being mevatel the get, that's what we accept he meant. So Taisus answers, if he was sincere in being mevatel the get, the halach is he should have had edim to the bitl haget. The fact that he didn't bother bringing witnesses for the bitl haget is what causes the Gemara to be concerned that maybe he wasn't sincere. Another pshat that Taisus says is that the Gemara never wanted to assume that the bitl should not be a bitl because letzur kamachavin. What the Gemara wanted to say was that we shouldn't be certain how to treat the status of this woman. We shouldn't be certain to what that he meant to be mevatelit. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't, and we should have to leave this woman in a status of maybe she is an eshesish or not an eshesish. Teaches us the Gemara, no, we don't have to be thinking in those terms. We could be confident that he meant the full-fledged bittel. Asked Urim V'tumim, according to the Gemara's Havamina, that Litzura Kamachavin, that he really did not intend to make a bittel. And all he wanted to do, the various pshatim that we just quoted, just to tease the shliach or taunt the wife. But isn't that dvarim shebelev have a dvarim, la have a dvarim. So we never take into consideration what he might be thinking. We take into consideration what happened. And now we see that he says, I'm being mevatel, the get. So why would we start to think what he is thinking about? So says the Urva Tumim, if a person says something, and then he says something else, but there's a way of reconciling the two statements, there we don't say dvarim shebelev halo have a dvarim. And that's exactly what the Gemara means to say. The Mar means to say, he meant to divorce her, he sent her a get, he still means to divorce her, and he's just teasing the shliach or the wife. That isn't necessarily a contradiction to the sending of the get. And since it's not a contradiction to the sending of the get, the Gemara had a havamina that maybe that's what he meant, and it should still be a good get. Kamash Malan, no. That since he was mevatalit, that's all that we take into consideration. We learned further in the Mishnah, that if he sent a second shliach to notify the first shliach that the get is not valid, the halach is that he's able to mevatal the shlichus. Says the Gemara, why should we think differently? Lamali, why did the Mishnah have to also mention this case? Matter Tema answers the Gemara, Lo Yili Mishluchos of the Basra, Mishluchos of the Kam Del Vatli. We would think that the second one doesn't have more power than the first one. In other words, the way I saw the Mefarshim, Reb Nochem Zatzal, Reb Aaron Leib Zatzal explained this Gemara. The Gemara is learning now that in order to be Mevatel HaShlichus of sending a get, requires a very significant act. And maybe just one shliach being mevatel another shliach is not strong enough. Teaches us the Gemara that it is strong enough. Ma de teima lo yali mishluchusa de basra mishluchusa de kam de levatle kamash malan. We learned further in the Mishnah, kide meitzel ishtoi, if he reached his wife before the shliach reached the wife, then he's mevatel the get is bottle. So again, ask the Gemara, Lamali, why did the Mishnah have to tell me this case? What is a chiddush in this case? Matatema answers the Gemara, as we learned earlier, Kilo Amrina Letzurika Mechavin, when can we assume that he really wasn't looking to taunt her when he didn't speak to her directly? Hani Mili L'Shliach, when he didn't speak to her directly. Aval, in the case that we're learning now in the Mishnah, where he's speaking to her directly, and obviously there is not a great relationship between this husband and his wife, they're getting divorced. Avol ledor vada letzuruka mechaven kamash malon, that we don't say that, and we don't assume that all he meant to do was just to bother her. What he meant to do here is to indeed be mevatel the get. And as the Rishonim point out, even though before we had a discussion when it says letzuurei, does it mean the shliach or the wife? Here, there's no question that letzuurei means that he wants to be mitzar the wife, and certainly because of their relationship, maybe we should assume that that was indeed his intention. Kamash malon, that we don't say that. We assume if he's mevatel to get, the get is bottle. We've learned further in the Mishnah, O sheshalach etzla shliach, if he sent a shliach to inform her that he's being mevatel to get, ask the Gemara Lamali, why was this case needed to be said? Ma detemi iu deloy tarach adat l'tzura. The husband is not going to be mitzar her. So if the husband tells her the get is bottle, it's obviously that's what he meant. Avos shliach, but to send the shliach, the liyichs bei kitarach, it's not his bother, it's the shliach's bother. It's not taking up from his personal time. So therefore, I would think the letzurika mechaven, here certainly he's not looking to be mevatel the get, he's just looking to bother her. Kamash malon, if he sent the shliach to mevatel the get, the halacha is that the get is bottled. Well, we learned, Mishigil get liyada. We learned, however, once she received the get, The halacha is any yachal levatloi, he no longer could be mevatalit. Ask the mapshit, of course he can't be mevatalit once she receives the get. Answers the gemara, tzricha de mevahadala mikar levatulei. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the husband is actually trying to do whatever he can do to mevatal the get. But for whatever reason, he wasn't successful. So matatema, iglua milsalam afreya, we certainly see that that was his intention. And therefore, even though he wasn't able to pull it off, it should still be a bitla get. The halacha is that kamash malan, if he didn't do it, he didn't do it. And as the Rishonim explain, what we see here is that he's running after the shliach, he's running after the wife, and trying to mevatel the get. So we would think that that should clearly be an indication that that is his intention. The fact that he wasn't able to accomplish it should not be taken into consideration. Kamash malon, that it doesn't make a difference. If he didn't reach her, then he didn't reach her. And as the Rashba explains the Gemara, that the Gemara indeed is speaking about that he's running after her. And we would think that the running itself, and we're going to speak about this more in our coming shurim, what is considered an act of bittul. But at this point, the Rashba explains that the Gemara is saying, what the Gemara means to say is that we would think the act of running after the wife or the shliach to mevatel the get should be considered an act of bittul. Kamashmon, the bittul is bittul and anything else is not bottle. Tan Rabbanan, says the Gemara, if somebody sends the get to his wife, and he says to her, bottle who? If she buy, if the get should be bottle, I don't want the get. Davarim kayamim, and the get becomes bottle. But if he says to her, puzzle who, that the get is disqualified, or he said to her the wording, ain't I get, or he said the word, ain't I get, in all these cases, the aloch is, loyam klum, it's not considered a valid declaration of bitva, a bittul. So the Ritva explains that if he said, bottle who, or if she buy, that what he's saying is that he doesn't want the get, but he knows he can't just make the piece of paper disappear, so he uses this wording to say, I'm doing whatever I can to be mevatel the get. But when he says, posel hu, what he's saying is that the get, says the Rashba and explaining the Gemara, what he's declaring is that the get wasn't written properly. And that isn't true. The get was written properly, and therefore his statement is not considered a valid statement. And the Rashba goes on to say, even if what he means to say is that there is an inherent disqualification with this get, the fact that he didn't mention what that disqualification is, it means that just saying possible who that there is a disqualification without saying what is the disqualification is meaningless, says the Gemara. So what we learned that saying bottle makes the get is an effective way of being vatal to get. Ask the Gemara. Lemamer the bottle lishna levatal mashma. So that means that the Gemara is assuming that when you use the word bottle, it means it should become bottle. Means it should become bottle. Ask the Gemara. V'amar Rabba bar Av Aiva Amar Rav Sheshes V'amalei Amar Rav Avua Hamakabel Matana. If somebody receives a get, Sha'ama lach shabos matana liyadai, after he took ownership of that get, he says, matana zuma vitalis, that this get should be null and void, or ti batal, ef shabai. In all these cases, the halacha is, loyam aklum, what he said is meaningless. However, he said, betelihi, or ena matana, the dvar of kayamim. So what do we see? That when you use the word batal, it means, but tell me kar mashma, that it doesn't mean into the future. He's speaking about the past. So how can we understand this brisa that botlhu means that he's going to be that it means I'm being mevatel it now going forward, when in that brisa the word botl means that I'm being mevatel it retroactively? The halacha is, isn't this a contradiction? How to understand the word bottle? Amar Abaya, says Abaya, bottle shtei lashonis mashma. The word bottle could be interpreted in one of two ways. You have to look at the context. Shtei l'shoynes mashma. Mashma, the bottle, it can mean that it was already bottled from before, or mashma, it also can mean the levatel, and it means into the future. Says the Gemara, a very important point. And every time when you use a wording, we want the wording to fit your goal. So gabi get, when you use it in terms of being mevatel get, lishta de mehani beikama, you use wording that will be effective in being mevatel de get. And gabi matana, where you want to walk away from the gift, also you use the wording lishta de mehani beikama, then it will be that type of wording. The Gemara just said that if somebody said regarding a gift, E'ef Shabba, the halacha is Le'oma Klum. So Rashi says Le'oma Klum means that it's still within the property, it still belongs to the person who received the gift. Taisa says that Le'oma Klum, indeed, he agrees, it doesn't go back to the person who gave the gift, but it does accomplish so much that the person who received the gift and now says the Efshiba is making it Hefker, and anybody who picks it up. So we explained the wording Lishta de Mahaniba like Rashi explained it. Lishta de Mahani means that you want to, that the wording is interpreted to accomplish what you want to accomplish. And therefore, by the get, we said this person wants to accomplish that it shouldn't be a get, and it won't be a get. And Mamatani wants to accomplish what he wants to accomplish, that it shouldn't be a matana. And as Rashi and Tosfos explain, what is shtei l'shoynes mashma? Shtei l'shoynes mashma means that this word could be interpreted given the context. The Ritva, however, has a different interpretation. He says that the word bottle, you can't have one word with two different interpretations, and I'm going to identify the interpretation according to the context. So the Ritva says that the word bottle is a word that has within it two meanings. It has a meaning that I'm saying something backwards and saying something forward. It encompasses the past and the future. Amar Abaye continues the Gemara, Abaye Naktinan, Shliach Matana. A Shliach that was sent to deliver a gift, Harei Kishliach Aget, is like a Shliach who was sent to deliver a get. What does that mean? Nafkamina, what is that Nafkamina? That we said that if somebody sends a gift, he can mevatel it before the person who's supposed to receive the get receives it. It's not an all situation. Because if the person who's sending the gift with a shliach says to the shliach, Zakei b'matana zu l'ploni, take ownership in this gift for this individual. So at that point, it becomes the receiver. And at that point, the person who sent the gift cannot retract. And this goes back to a sugya that we learned earlier in our Masechta on Daf Yud Aleph on the base, the concept of Zoch L'Adam Shlo B'Fonav, that I could give you a gift and it becomes yours when it's something that's a positive, when somebody takes it on your behalf. But, so in that way, a get, we learned, is not a schus. And therefore, giving a get to somebody to take it to somebody's wife, a husband giving a shliach a get to give to his wife, it doesn't become a get until the wife actually receives it. Where is it going to be the same? Where somebody said, Hoylich matana zu l'ploini. So now we have a question. What is the halacha when somebody says, Hoylich matana zu l'ploini? We're learning at this point in the Gemara that Hoylich zu l'ploini is to be interpreted that I don't want it to be his until he actually gets it. In other words, by a get, there's no nafkamina what wording he said. Since, as we learned earlier on Daf Yud Aleph, the receiving of a get is always a chayv. Since the receiving of a get is always a chayiv, it doesn't make a difference what type of wording the husband uses. It doesn't become the wife's get until she actually receives it. But by a matana, so if he said to the person, give this get, this gift on my behalf to that person, so there we're going to apply the concept of zoch l'adam shloim b'fanav, and it becomes the person who's receiving it immediately. What the Gemara is teaching us now is, hoylich lav keschidam. If you only use the word hoylich, what he meant to say was, it should not become his gift until he actually receives it. And then there, the loch of a matana and the loch of the get will be the same. Says the Gemara, Ravina Ashkel Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the Tali v'kai be'ibur d'dasha. Ravina met Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak, who was standing by the doorway, the kamaboyle, and he had the question, if somebody used the words get bottle, mahu, what will be the halacha in such a case? And I saw, why does the Gemara have to teach us that he was standing by the doorway? What is that relevant to our shir? So I saw from the Sadeger Rebbe, that the Sadeger Rebbe says, when is somebody typically standing at the doorway? Somebody stands by the doorway when he's about to leave the Beis Medrash. So usually, when somebody is about to leave the Beis Medrash, he's already finished learning. What our Gemara is teaching us is that that they were so involved in their learning that at that point, they still were involved and in the learning even as they were leaving. So Rashi explains that what is the Gemara's question? Where somebody said the word bottle, and he didn't say the word bottle who. Is the halacha that you have to say the word bottle who, and then it'll mean that I'm going to be mevatel to get? What does bottle mean? That it was bottled from the beginning. If that's what he meant with saying the word bottle, then the get would still be a get, because as we learned before, saying that the get was never good when it was would not be an effective way of being mevatel to get. The Darkei Moshe in Or Chaim Siman Tov Samach teaches us that when somebody is mevatel the chametz before Pesach, he should say ha'pruren. Whatever is left in my house, you hefker, should be hefker. But if somebody says perur and hefker, that isn't a good way of expressing hefker. Because nothing, perur and hefker means that they should become hefker by itself. And nothing becomes hefker by itself. And that's why, and one of the rayas that it's used is from Al Gemara. Because Al Gemara just said, saying bottle itself is not a good way of being mevatel to get. The Chayk Yaakov disagrees, and the Chayk Yaakov says that the halachas that we're learning here are unique to Hilchas Gittin. And therefore, by Hilchas Gittin, the wording has to be very precise. But when it comes to Hegdish, or when it comes to Chametz, particularly when it comes to Chametz, he says a very interesting pshat. We know the Gemara and Masechta Pesachim says, Shnei Dvarim Einim Rishusa Shel Adam. There are things that really don't belong to us, but Hakosav Asam Rishusai. As far as being over for Chametz, the Torah made it mine. So since technically it's really not mine, he explains, so therefore every wording is going to be adequate to be Mevatel Chametz. Get, which somebody wrote a good get, we can't automatically disqualify the get unless the right type of get, unless the right type wording is said. And therefore, the halacha is that if somebody used this type of wording to disqualify a get, the get is not necessarily disqualified. It's a shaila, how to treat this. There's an interesting tshuva from the Rivosh in Simon Kuf Chav Zayin. He speaks about a couple that was getting divorced. And after the get was completely prepared, before the get was actually given to the wife, there was somebody sitting in the bezna, one of the relatives, and it was a relative of the husband, and he asked his relative, why are you crying? So he said that the I'm so upset about seeing you getting divorced. And the husband at that point said, I'm also upset about getting divorced. And the question that was asked to Rivosh is the fact that the husband made this type of a statement considered a bittul. And he says that our Gemara is clearly teaching us that a get is not considered bittul unless the right type of wording is used. That is a theme that keeps on coming up in our shir. And therefore, even though this person indicated that the get is something that he's unhappy about, that isn't a wording of a bittul haget. And since it's not the wording of a bittul get, even though the husband may be emotional during the process and the procedure of the get, as long as he didn't use the wording that our Gemara indicates is a wording of bittul haget, the get is not considered bottle. Amar Rav Sheshes says Gemara. Amar Rav Sheshes, Ram Lebe Masnisa Tana, Getze La Yoyel. If somebody used the wording Getze La Yoyel, it shouldn't be able to pull off a divorce. La Yater, it shouldn't be able to separate the husband and the wife. La Yaziv, it shouldn't mean that she should leave me. La Yishlach, that she shouldn't leave my home. La Yigarish, it shouldn't divorce us. Yehi Cheres, that it should be like a piece of earthenware. Yehi Kecheres, and all these cases, it's a Dvar of Kayamim. These are successful ways of being Mevatel the get. But, says the Gemara, if he says, Eina Moil, that this get can't pull off a divorce. Eina Matter, this get cannot pull off that she should be allowed to marry anyone. Ena Megar, Ena Mishaleich, it can't pull off that she should leave my home. Ena Megar, she can't pull off a divorce. Cheresu, kecheresu, loy amaklum. In all these cases, it's not considered a adequate way of expressing a bittul. And in all cases, when we have a get in front of us and we don't have a good bittul, the get is good. Ibailu, so now I ask the Gemara, if the husband used the words harehu cheres, if that's the wording that he used, ask the Gemara, mahadin, what's going to be the din? Is it going to be a bittul or not? Says the Gemara, amalei ravina l'rav acha b'rei d'rava, v'amalei rav acha b'rei d'rava l'rav ashi, ma'ishno, why is this any difference when somebody different than somebody says on an object harehu hegdish harehu hefker, that in all these cases that it's considered that this object that I'm looking at will become hegdish, that this object that I'm looking at will become hefker? So here too, it should be a good wording that this get should become hefker. Ask the Gemara, in a case, and therefore the Gemara's decision is that it's a good way of being mevatel a get. So we ask the Gemara now, if somebody was mevatel a get, and as we're learning throughout our shiur today, when somebody is mevatel a get, he's not mevatel the actual piece of paper. He's just saying, I don't want to get divorced. So the question is, chayzu megarish ba or ena chayzu megarish ba? The halacha is, can you use this piece of paper again, forget, or is it no longer usable? Rav Nachman am chayzu megarish ba. Rav Nachman says it can be reused. Rav Sheshes Omer, ena chayzu megarish ba. The Hilchasa, says the Gemara, the halacha is like Rav Nachman, that chayzu megarish ba. So the way I sort of reshine him explained the Gemara's question is, the Gemara's question is really, how to understand what does bittul haget mean? Does the bittul mean that it's taking out, as we've learned so many times in our Masechta, that a get, in order to be considered a kosher get, has to be written l'shma, and this wording removes the l'shma aspect of the get, and once so it's considered that the get is written shloi l'shma, because the husband is expressing that he's not interested in getting divorced, and therefore, if that's the case, it cannot be reused. Another pshat is that what is the husband really doing? He's really not being mevatel, as we keep on learning, the actual piece of paper. He just being mevatel his interest in divorcing his wife. But that doesn't talk to the actual piece of paper. Since it doesn't talk to the actual piece of paper, so Rav Nachman says, Chayzer u'megarishba. And Tosfos explains, Tosfos and the Rashba explain what is the basis of Rav Nachman's opinion. He says, there's a klal that we have often in Shas, lo'yosa diber u'mevatel maisa. The get was written properly. All we have now is a diber, that he's making a declaration that he doesn't want to use the get. The diber cannot be so strong that it can completely nullify the get. The Rambam says that what the Gemara means to say, what Rav Nachman means to say, is that it's based on an assumption that when somebody is mevatel the get, what is he saying? I'm not interested in getting divorced. That's all he's saying. He's not saying that, he's not talking to the piece of paper. Since he's not speaking about the piece of paper, we could assume that as far as he's concerned, the piece of paper is still very much in place. Eini, says the Gemara, how can we say that the halacha is like Rav Nachman, that choizu megarish ba? Ask the Gemara, kaimel al-chsekir Rav Yochan, the Amar, that the halacha is, if somebody gives money to a woman, and he tells her, scotchly, become married to me with this money after 30 days. The halacha is chayzeris, that within 30 days, and she agrees, and the halacha is that within 30 days, she could say she's not interested. So we see that the woman can be mevatel the kedusha kesef, even though she received the kesef. So shouldn't that be a raya that the husband, by making this statement, is being mevatel the get as well? Answers the Gemara, as we've been learning. Hosom, hachi hashta, can you compare the two situations? Hosom, the case of kedushin. The kedushin was a dibur, where the husband spoke to the wife, and the wife is speaking to the husband, dibur hu, that I don't want to get to marry. And that's why the halach is, osa dibur u'mevatel dibur. Hacha, but in the case of the get, the husband is indeed telling the wife, the husband's telling the shliach or the wife that I'm not interested in getting divorced anymore. But that doesn't speak to the actual piece of paper. Gite gufei, the piece of paper, mikom avatel. And therefore, the piece of paper is still very much in place. And therefore, the halacha is that the get can be reviewed. So as we've been learning, that the Machloikas Rashi and the Rambam, how to learn this Gemara. Rashi's explanation is that lo yosa diber, that a wording, a declaration, cannot mevatel the get. The Rambam's opinion, as we learned, is that we have an umdana. What does he mean to do? What does he not mean to do? Says the Torah Skitten, to this machloikis can be connected to another machloikis. We've learned that in our Gemara that the husband has to expressly tell the cipher that he wants him to write the get on his behalf. So the Torah says, when the pasuk says the cost of lost cipher increases, the Torah means that the husband has to write the get himself. If the husband doesn't write the get himself, says the Torah in explaining that pasuk, he has to appoint the cipher as a shliach to write the get for him. Tosfos and many Rishonim say that there's no requirement for the husband to write the get himself. They say that the reason for a cipher has to receive instructions from the husband before writing the get goes back to what we mentioned a few moments ago, because of the requirement of Lashma. And therefore, they explain, if a cipher is going to write a get before the husband asked them to do so, it's considered that the get is written Shloi Lashma. Says the Torah Skitten, that the Rambam agrees with the opinion of the Torah, and he holds that actually you can void a written get. Because what is the husband doing when he's void the get? The only thing we're saying is that that's not, we think, what he means. But if we know for sure that he means to void the get, he has a right to void it.
Why, explains the Torah Skitten, does a husband right to do it? Because the husband appointed the cipher to be his shliach, and he could void that shlichus, and if he voids the shlichus, it's as if the cipher never wrote the get based on his instructions. Rashi and the other Rishonim say that he has to receive instructions from the husband, and once he got those instructions, then the get was written l'shma, and nothing, says Rashi, could undo that. And therefore, Rashi's pshat is that the pshat here is the lo yaseh dibur u'mevatel ma'aseh.